You know, I go out for lunch with Jack Zaleski of the Forum about once a month. And Jack and I are friends. And he's probably listening right now on his drive home, and I hope that he is, because Jack will remain my friend. But every time I have lunch with Jack, and he writes the editorials for the Forum newspaper. That's what Jack does in life. Very good at it. Longtime newspaper man. Very smart guy. But every time I have lunch with him, he talks about how great things are going in Moorhead, and gosh, you've really got some good things going over there, and boy, it's going to be exciting with some new faces in the council and Delray Williams. Gosh, congratulations to her in Moorhead. But then every time I pick up the paper, here's the Forum editorial page locked and loaded with their AK-47 pointed to Moorhead, blasting away every single time. They're blasting away at something that Moorhead is doing. And I can't figure it out. I can't wrap my head around what changes from the times I'm sitting in downtown Fargo with Jack to the time that the words go into print in the paper. And today was another example of that. Maybe it was yesterday. Yesterday was another example of that, where the editorial in the Forum says, the headline, Moorhead incentive out of sync. And the editorial goes on to blast the Moorhead City Council and to blast city staff in Moorhead and leaders in Moorhead for offering an incentive to new restaurants to come to Moorhead. I can't figure, I don't know what Moorhead can do to please the editorial board of the Forum. I can't figure, I don't know. To maybe help me decipher this and to figure out what's going on here, I'm going to welcome in a good friend of mine. His name is Mark Altenberg. He's a city councilor in the city of Moorhead. Hello, Mark Altenberg. How are you?
Good. Hello, Mike McFeely. How
what
are you?
What the heck is going on
here? I don't know. They're picking on us again.
Why are they always picking on us?
I don't know why they're always picking on us, but I don't care. That's fine. You know, we can't do nothing right. And that's the Form. And, you know, and maybe they should go pick on Dilworth or Barnesville or
How about West Fargo?
They just wrote a glowing article last week about how great West Fargo is. And West Fargo, if you want to see growth, you want to go to West Fargo. Hey, we're doing great. Moorhead's doing fantastic with Sanford, with Sam's. The new Microtel's already just broken ground. You know, this new restaurant is going to be a great deal. It's going to be a great deal for downtown Moorhead. You know, they pick. You know, they accuse me, Mike, of picking fights unnecessarily. And here they are driving a wedge. Going out and finding a reason to drive a wedge between existing businesses and new businesses. When I went out and talked to the people of Moorhead, they want more options as far as restaurants go. And one of the things we bring to the table, we're in a highly competitive environment between West Fargo, Fargo, and Moorhead. One of the things you have to bring to the table these days is cash, is taxpayers' money in order to attract businesses. When we went after Microtel, they had to choose between West Fargo and Moorhead. And Moorhead plopped down about $700,000 in taxpayers' money.
How dare you?
How dare we?
How dare you?
To attract new businesses to Moorhead. And that's how the game's played. So, I mean, the Form, just drop it. Just, you know, you've got a new mayor. You've got a new council. Give them some time. This is going to be a great addition to downtown Moorhead.
Would giving tax incentives or tax credits to business, would that be almost like a renaissance zone?
That'd be kind of like a renaissance.
Would it be like a renaissance zone, like in downtown Fargo? And this is just a thought that crossed my mind. And I want to talk more about what's happening in Moorhead and less about what's happening on the editorial page. But let's say, for example, you have long-time bars.
Like the Empire.
In downtown Fargo.
Or Rooters.
You and I have been around long enough, Mark, that we used to go to Rooters.
Or the Bismarck.
We used to go to all those places over the years. There was nobody else around in downtown Fargo. Long time.
Yep.
Successful business people who believed in downtown Fargo enough to keep their business there, even though there was nothing but tumbleweeds and winos going through downtown Fargo.
Yes.
And so to make downtown Fargo better and to attract more businesses down there, what did the city of Fargo do?
They gave away taxpayers' money.
They sure did. Yeah. And what were some of the businesses that opened in downtown Fargo?
Well, let me see. We got a few bars and a new hotel and some restaurants that created traffic downtown Fargo that benefited the older establishments that were there.
Wait a second. You mean that some new businesses that moved in got incentives and tax breaks that the old businesses didn't get?
No, and they're multi-generational businesses.
Wait a second.
Jim Swanick.
This is a scandal, Jack Zaleski. It's a scandal for them.
And they're right down there, and they know it. This is the hypocrisy. You know, when we did the reorganization a few months ago, Mike, and, you know, they come out, the first editorial is, Yes, reorganization. Let's get better customer service. Good for you, Mark. Go for it. And then just a few weeks later, it was, how dare you reorganize city government? What are you doing, Mark? You're bad. And it's like, you know, guys, you know, pick a path. Pick, you know, pick A or B. You know, but better at pick C. Just leave us alone for a while, okay? And go focus somewhere else. Go focus your cynical, just nasty attitude somewhere else and leave Moorhead alone, okay? You've left West Fargo alone for the last 10 years, and they're doing fantastic. And Fargo's got its problems, too. But we are one community. We're doing well. There is growth in Moorhead. There's growth in Fargo. There's growth in West Fargo, and that's fantastic. But these incentives, the Renaissance Zone is a perfect one. You know, you create incentives to create growth. It's actually a strategic growth zone, and this one is too. It has to be downtown, and there's some parameters that you have to meet. And it's growth where the people of Moorhead said they want growth. I don't know what restaurant it is. I don't know if it's a chain. Maybe they know more than I do. But I think that more restaurants downtown will attract more people downtown, which will attract more business downtown, and all the restaurants downtown will do better.
This thing is a good idea, and you just explained why. It's a competitive environment. You need to do something to get new business. And I've been one of those people who said, I'd like to see more restaurants in Moorhead. I'd like to see more restaurants in downtown Moorhead. I'd like more reasons to go to downtown Moorhead. I want more downtown Moorhead to succeed, like everybody in Moorhead wants to. Maybe people in Fargo don't want downtown Moorhead to succeed. Maybe since they're in bed with some businesses in downtown Fargo and a huge medical facility that's in Fargo, maybe because they're in bed with those people, maybe they don't want downtown Moorhead to succeed. I don't know.
When I talk to folks, good folks like Mike Williams and Missy Sobolik and others, they want downtown.
That's
Moorhead.
Correct. Yes.
They want downtown Moorhead to succeed.
I'm talking about the newspaper.
I know, but you know, I look at the newspaper and say they're selling papers. That's what they do. But you know what? You don't need to whack away and pick at and nitpick and drive a wedge between old, you know, and existing businesses and new businesses to sell your papers. I mean, you could say, you know, maybe there's a better way to do this. Maybe you could go and focus on, let's say, you know, pipeline pollution in Western North Dakota, or saltwater spills, or maybe some of the, you know, increasing use of methamphetamine and heroin in the Fargo-Moorhead area related to the Bakken boom. Maybe that's where you need to focus and not picking on the city of Moorhead. But this sells papers and this gets people talking. And, you know, that's fine. That's fine. But what they have to realize is that we have this new business that wants to come to Moorhead that hasn't even announced that they're coming to Moorhead. And they're already being attacked by the largest newspaper in Fargo-Moorhead. I mean, how does that new business feel that, you know, when they announce who they are, they have already got this drug across their shoulders.
And they've chosen Moorhead.
And we went out and fought for them.
Yes, yeah.
And before they even announce that they're coming to Moorhead, instead of having a celebration saying, hooray, we got a new restaurant coming downtown Moorhead, we get the form poo-pooing the idea of a new restaurant opening in Moorhead. Why?
Yeah, I don't know.
So anyway,
it's
it's time for Moorhead to really just say, this is what we can expect from the forum. And this is, you know, this is another reason that, you know, I wish Moorhead had its own newspaper, like West Fargo has the Pioneer. I wish.
Owned by the forum, by the way.
You know, but they have their own voice. And you know, Moorhead, we had a newspaper, which was purchased by the forum.
Yeah.
So, you know, we need media outlets like this that speaks for Moorhead. I don't understand this editorial. What I do understand, and I will agree with this, that good food, good service, consistency, and ambiance is what makes a restaurant successful. It's not tax breaks. And what the secret of Moorhead is, and you know this as well as I do, and I talked to some business owners in Moorhead who said if they moved to Fargo, they would fail because they would not have the loyalty of the people of Moorhead. You open a restaurant or a business in Moorhead, you will gain the loyalty of the people of Moorhead. Moorhead people are loyal to the businesses that establish themselves in Moorhead. That's the secret. And I think if any restaurant opens downtown, they have a good chance of making it because the people of Moorhead will make that their number one destination instead of driving out to 45th and 13th.
I agree. And there are some other restaurants. And from what I understand, I've talked to you. I've talked to some people within city staff. I've talked to everybody I can. Current council members, former council members, mayors, I've talked to everybody I can. I can't figure out that there's which restaurants are coming, but there are some coming. There are some new restaurants coming, not only the one downtown, but some other ones as well.
Yep, yep.
And there's going to be more on the way because the Sanford is being built out along I-94.
Sam's is looking great.
Sam's is looking great. The Highway 10 corridor.
Looking great.
Things are going just fine.
Moorhead's doing
forward.
Great.
We're doing
I mean,
okay.
We got the biggest kindergarten enrollment we've seen in 20 years. I mean, that signals something. We're seeing a renaissance in our existing neighborhoods, our businesses. You know, the thing about restaurants and people look at Moorhead, oh, another business failed. Well, guess what? Businesses fail every day because business is hard. And a majority of small businesses actually fail. Mm-hmm. It's a tough racket. And restaurants is probably the toughest. Restaurants and bars is one of the toughest rackets you can run. I shouldn't call it a racket. One of the toughest businesses that you can run. And they come and they go. And that's not the city of Moorhead's fault. Okay, you can try to blame us for a restaurant moving or a restaurant closing. We do the best we can to attract new businesses and help the businesses that we have to succeed. Are we perfect? No. Can we do better? Yes. And you've seen a lot of movement in the last few years from this council, especially, to really motivate staff, to bring in new staff, to say, how can we help our existing businesses and how can we go out there and aggressively attract new businesses?
In its apparent desperation to attract a new chain restaurant.
Well, they accuse us of gimmicks and all
Moorhead
kinds of
leaders
things.
Are not thinking through the potential downside of this new incentive.
Okay.
If even one of the city's marquee restaurants does a calculation and decides the business grass is greener across the river, the net loss, the qualitative loss.
Qualitative loss.
Bum, 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 bum.
will be Moorheads.
Moorheads.
Yes. Okay, fine. If a certain business says, I'm going to be more successful on the Fargo side than they am on the Moorhead side, God bless them, move to Fargo. But what you're going to find is you're going to lose a lot of those Moorhead people that have kept your business alive for the last 20 years, period. I mean, those folks will not cross the river and follow you. And this is what Moorhead business owners have told me directly. If I move my business to Fargo or West Fargo, I will go out of business.
A chain restaurant. By the way, this is the same newspaper that when I was still working there had an absolute unbelievable celebration because Krispy Kreme, for God's sakes, was moving to Fargo. After having Sandy's Donuts and Quality Bakery and Hornbacher's, all locally owned,
did you go to Quality
long-time Fargo Moorhead businesses, this sham of a business, Krispy Kreme, moves to Fargo Moorhead, and the people in the Forum newsroom were going
You remember Quality Bakery downtown Fargo?
Yes, yes.
And go in there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And
that closed. I bet that's Fargo's fault that closed.
it's the Fargo City Council's fault.
It is. Council that it closed 25 years ago. No. I'm very optimistic. I'm very pro Moorhead. I feel good
so
about Moorhead.
So am I. And I'm pro Fargo too.
I like Fargo too, but I get
so tired being a Minnesota side guy. I get so tired of every day I pick up the local newspaper and they're bashing the hell out of Moorhead.
Yeah.
When every other town skates by. Go ask West Fargo what they're going to do for a sewage lagoon, a water treatment plant, when that bill comes due, Jack Zaleski. Go ask West Fargo how much money it's going to cost to build a water treatment plant. It's going to cost gajillions, but things are great in West Fargo.
We are doing fantastically well, and you will soon be a resident of Moorhead.
Yes, I will.
And we will take care of Oakport, and we will take care of our downtown, and we will take care of the rest of the city of Moorhead. I am very optimistic. I'm happy. Your daughter's going to Moorhead schools. My daughter's going to Moorhead schools. My son's going to Moorhead schools. They're great schools. It's a great community. I love living in Moorhead, and I intend to live in Moorhead for a good long time.
Thank you, Mark. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you, Mike.
I'm sorry I used you for a venting
board
today.
Right. That's okay.
You needed to vent too.
Hi, Jack. How you doing? let me give my hellos to the editorial board.
I'll have lunch with them next week, and everything will be fine. I just need to get it off my chest.
Maybe you can meet at the new chain restaurant downtown Moorhead.
We could, absolutely.
There you go.
Thank you, Mark. Mark Altberg, Moorhead City Councilman, in the great city with all kinds of chain restaurants coming our way in Moorhead.